You're listening to the HDV podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
The Make It Steak hashtag is part of the latest Prime Cuts of Beef promotional campaign. But before getting into the foodie chat, let's first talk about the two other things we Brits like to discuss, the weather and footy. I'm John Bates and welcome to this AHDB podcast. We are now in the first week of June and we're looking back at the month of May as one of the sunniest and driest on record, with 28 degrees recorded in Scotland just last week. This unusual dry spell is having an impact on grass growth for grazing animals, as well as crops and their growth across the country. The ground is cracking all around us. We will have to see if Mother Nature is kind in the coming days and weeks to get the countryside things back on track. Now to football. The beautiful game has not escaped the pandemic, but the easing of lockdown means football matches and other team sports are due to return soon, albeit played behind closed doors without crowds or supporters. But here comes the foodie bit of the podcast. There are food and football related competitions being played out on social media. And one such match between the national sides of Scotland against England, or at least Hampden Park versus Wembley, is a match due to be played this Friday, the 5th of June at 7 p.m. Carl Pendlebury from AHDB joins me now to explain. What's this all about, Carl? How does it work?
Good afternoon, John. So it's a great game, John. We have chefs from stadiums, and these chefs have provided photographs of the dishes for us that they're going to use as players. And we create a football match that we try and get to the fans to promote the stakes, which are just a little bit in balance at present due to the way that shopping's taken place because of the pandemic going through the country.
And what the pandemic has done is that that's caused the hospitality and the food service sector to close down. Is that right?
Yeah, it closed down overnight. And of course, they use a phenomenal amount of steaks. They use a phenomenal amount of the carcass. But more importantly, what happened is that when people started to go out and do a little bit of a panic buy, they bought all the four-quarter cuts, which then created an imbalance in the carcass utilisation. What we're trying to do with this fun competition is try and get the message out of Make It Steak and really put that back onto the menu in people's homes and really get them to realise that it's a nice, quick, simple, easy dish to create. For around the game, you know, the game's going to be coming back very shortly, albeit, as you've said, behind closed doors. There's nothing wrong with these guys actually trying to make this and putting this out after a match.
OK, so for many of us, though, steak is a bit of a treat. We would, you know, usually eat it when we go out to a restaurant or a pub or something. We're not, all of us anyway, are not terribly confident about cooking a steak. Are there films or are there how-tos that I can have a look at to show me how to cook a steak?
Definitely. On our simplybeefandlamb.co.uk, there's a how to cook steak, the perfect way for you. And also that will just generate a little bit of interest and different cuts to use with around 600 or 700 different recipes for beef across the way.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you very much. I shall take a look at that, and we'll probably speak again about that in a few more minutes. So let's introduce the players that are in this game. It's a great pleasure for me to be able to introduce the executive head chef, Colin Dempsey, who's joining us from Hampden Park. Also on the line, we've got Stephen Hampson, who's the sous chef at Hampden. And Hampden Park, of course, is the home of Scotland's side. And Harry Lomas, who's the executive chef and head of culinary at Wembley, which is, of course, England's home stadium. So thank you to all of you gentlemen for sparing the time for the podcast. Now, I'm told that food service is a massive part of the stadium's offering. Perhaps, Colin, if I can turn to you first, then just tell me a little bit about what's going on a match day and what the offering is at the Hampden Park Stadium.
Yes, no problem. Good afternoon. And yes, the offering at Hampden Park on a match day, we have around 4,500 guests in the stadium for hospitality on a full house. So for the cup final, the most recent game we done was the cup final between Rangers and Celtic. A big game, full house, 4,500, 2,000 on our gold offer. Our gold offer consists of 5 courses. We also have about 10 areas around the stadium, various different menus on buffets, bowl foods, etc. So quite a varied selection of food. But our gold offer is our most prominent with, as I say, 2,000 covers with 5 courses.
And is beef a big part of that menu?
Yes, so on the gold offer for the last game, we had a shin of beef was the main course. We had 2,000 portions of that.
And I would imagine that Scottish beef features quite heavily.
Mostly Scottish beef we try and use. We use a lot of Scottish produce in Hampden. That's kind of focused on it and in the menus as well. We try and focus a lot on Scottish produce. We're lucky because we do have such fantastic produce on the doorstep here. And with Sodexo as well, we have a good team of chefs and procurement work together to find sources the best produce possible.
And Stephen Hampson, if I can turn to you, so as the sous chef at Hampden, you know, you're looking after the day to day cooking activity. What does that look like at Hampden Park, please?
Hi. Well, I mean, as Colin said, the football's really busy, but in between times, it's still really busy with clients coming in, bringing their conference groups. And then in between that, they'll have a delegate lunch that consists of lots of mini bowl food, big ranges of buffets, sit-down meals. So there's a good variety on that.
OK, brilliant. Thank you, Stephen. So, Harry, just turning to you at Wembley, how does that compare with Wembley Stadium? What are you doing there?
Wow. Well, that's they've got a massive gig on there. So Wembley Stadium is our national stadium. We have a total of 90,000 on a full house. I do about 10,000 plated hospitality, and about the 80,000 is on concession, so that's on the 3 levels. And then within the plated hospitality, the 10,000, that's split up really with membership at Club Wembley. And we've got five different offerings really. We've got the 120 Club, which is our high end, I suppose, the gold end of what we've just been talking about, which is a 5-choice, 5-course menu. And we do that up for about 500 people. And they've got 3 hours in which to come in pre-match, have their dining and hospitality before going to watch the match. And then we move the next level down is a 3-course, 3-choice meal. And that's for just about 1,000. In the Bobby Moore restaurant. And then the other are split up between buffets, plated restaurants of a little bit smaller, 300s. And then we have a street offering for about 500 in the centre circle. Very much a grab-and-go offer. They go around as many times as they please. And their seats are right on the centre line, overlooking the ground. So pretty much, it's on a game day, it's pretty full-on. We start cooking and preparing about 4 days out. I've got a team of 6 full-time chefs. And on a game day or 2 days out, that swells up to about 250 chefs to take on the job. Pretty much just at Wembley, we've got the football normal. We've got the NFL. I have a couple of games of NFL, and that brings up actually a little bit more, up to about 94,000. And then we've got the concerts where we can then go onto the ground itself, and that swells up to about 96,000. And we normally have half a dozen concerts a year in the summer break. And in the middle of all that, we do our corporate sort of hospitality with conferencing and banqueting. And they're pretty much anything from a dozen up to a couple of thousand, depending on which is the organisation where they come on the delegate rate. And we look after him here at Wembley.
Oh, Harry, thanks for that. These are massive undertakings, and I'm sure our listeners will be interested to hear the size of the operations that you guys are running. And just Harry, just tell us a little bit about how does beef feature on your menus?
Yeah, so beef is actually on every one of our games where we have a 5-choice, 5-course offer. Beef is always one of the choices. It's a very big seller. I would say our contrafillet or our flat iron or ribeye steaks, depending on what game it is, are our biggest. We'll go through a couple of thousand of them quite easily. And I think that the majority of men who come in with their corporate clients always tend to go for the steaks.
Well, a couple of thousand steaks. I get into a panic with three steaks on the barbecue. So there we go. So the Make It Steak competition, it is, of course, a bit of fun, but I guess you guys, you're not going to make it easy for one another. So, Colin, what steak are you cooking in this competition?
So I'm using a Scotch fillet steak, which I've turned into a beef Wellington.
Ah, lovely. And how are you serving that? What accompanies that?
Okay, so I've seared the beef and let it rest, and I've covered it with a mushroom duxelle, so mushroom puree, some herbs and some truffle fruit, wrapped in Parma ham and some puff pastry, shop bought, because as Mary Berry says, life's too short to make your own puff pastry. So some puff pastry, and then we've served it with a little Dauphinoise potato and some mushrooms, shallots and carrot, and then a celeriac puree finished with a nice beef stew. And I had the kids in the kitchen helping me do that. We had it for supper one night. It was fantastic.
Oh, brilliant. How lovely. Now, you mentioned there about letting the beef rest. Just tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I've seared it off the meat. I just let it cool because the time I was wrapping, it was only a quick sear just to seal in the flavours. But it's really important, especially a fillet steak, when you're cooking it, to let it rest. So if you're cooking the steak to, I cooked it to medium rare, and then I would let it rest for a good 6-7 minutes before then slicing and serving it. And it's just to let the muscle kind of relax and make the beef more tender.
Oh, that sounds absolutely delicious. That really does sound good, Colin. You're going to have to come round to mine. There's no doubt about it. Now, Harry, just let me just turn to you then. So what's the competition on offer from Wembley?
Well, I think Colin sounds so good. I need to get Colin down here cooking for us. That's brilliant. So for us here, we've done one of our dishes that we use in the 120 in the fine dining area. The one I've chosen is it's my sort of makeup of a contra beef fillet. So basically what I do is I get a sirloin. We get it denuded. So I'm very lucky that the butchers and the suppliers that I have, you know what I mean, work very closely with me, making me make my margin. So I get a sirloin. I denude it, get rid of all the gristle and everything. Then we cut it down the centre lengthways, and then put it in cling film and wrap it up nice and tight so it looks nice, a nice rondelle. And then we cut them into sort of 2.5-inch portions and cook them through serum on both sides, and then cook them through the oven to about 58. And we find that that's the right amount of cooking for what our clients want in the restaurant. Depending on what's going on, sometimes on the NFL, they like it a little bit rarer, and we do it to about 46. But pretty much we do the majority to about 58. So what dish I'm doing is a roast sirloin of British beef served with a rich chasseur sauce accompanied with fondant potato, sweet parsnip, heritage carrots, and chervil leaves to garnish. So pretty much I try and do a picture on a plate. In these day and age, every time they sit down, everybody's wanting to take pictures. And Instagram and social media or whatever it is they do and whatever. Yeah. So I always try and get my guys and my team, who are Delaware North guys, who are all experienced at working and doing plated meals, because every meal that goes out needs to paint a picture, because it's going to be tweeted around everybody. So I just need to get that right. But luckily, I'm very lucky that my butchers look after me very well to make sure I get a great cut of meat. All my beef is from Lincolnshire, or predominantly from Lincolnshire. Whilst I advertise, I use British beef, depending on, you know, I mean, so if I need, we had lamb racks on as an example on the Caribou Cup, and I needed 4,500 three-bone lamb racks. Now, to go and ask a butcher to do that for you straight away, that's a lot of lambs that need to come through the abattoir. So I need to work very closely with them, and they understand my menus about 3 months out of what I'm going to need. So for this one here, they get me some great Lincolnshire beef that works very well with this.
Oh, thank you, Harry. And just so that I'm not in any way biased, you're going to have to come round as well to mine. That's that's about as fair as I can be. Now, Colin, just to pick up on that supply chain that Harry was talking about there, presumably you're working closely with your suppliers as well, are you?
Yes. So our suppliers, Sodexo, as I say, have a group of chefs in procurement who work very hard to get us the best produce available. Our meat suppliers is Campbell Brothers, based in Edinburgh, and we work closely with them. And it's the same, like Harry was saying, when we need write our menus, and straight away we'll get in touch with the supplier and speak to them and talk them through what our demands and our needs are, just to make sure we can get the right quality produce and volume when needed.
Okay, thanks very much, Colin. Carl, this sounds like these guys are taking this thing really seriously. But it is a very serious matter for farmers as well, isn't it?
It is. I think that what we've not understood properly in the past is how important stadium hospitality is. We've always gone and talked to Sodexo. We've been and talked to North Delaware. We've been and talked to the other catering facilities. And what we've come away with is talking to the upper end of the restaurants and the way that we go into the smaller arenas and private cooking. After coming into contact with Harry, Colin and the other chefs that are taking part in this, what I've come to understand is how important the stadium facilities are, the volumes of red meat that go through those facilities. And the predominance of it and the actual provenance of it is British, Scottish, West Country. And you know, they're trying to support the agricultural and horticultural systems of the UK and really look after the farmers as much as they can while still maintaining that quality and deliverance to their clients. And we really need to be helping these guys more understand what our farmers are doing. And actually looking at the supply chain to help them create a better chain and a better system through the whole provenance story on the menus for the people that are going in there. And I really like to thank them for taking part in this real fun competition, because without this, we would have really struggled to hit the masses. So thanks for their time. Thanks for the businesses behind them. Thanks for the stadiums. And particular stadium experience as well, who helped us source some of the stadiums to take part in the competition. It's been absolutely amazing.
Now, Carl, just before we go, you mentioned a little bit earlier on a how-to video that listeners could have a look at to try and cook the perfect steak. So just remind us about that again.
Yeah, so the how to cook the perfect steak is on www.simplybeefandlamb.co.uk, and just follow the link, and on the main page it's just there ready waiting for you to watch. And who knows, when football's up and running, you may be sat there cooking your own steak and wishing that you were back in Harry or Colin's restaurant.
Okay, so thank you to Harry Lomas from Wembley and Colin Dempsey and Stephen Hampson from Hampden Park. Good luck to all of you and all of your chefs that are involved at the stadiums, and particularly to you chefs that are involved in this competition. Thank you for supporting beef producers, both north and south of the border. It's really important and I know they appreciate it. Thanks to Carl Pendlebury and to podcast producer Gemma Pammant. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.